The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Islands hold a special place in the thoughts of evolutionary biologists. They're like floating labs of evolution. The recipe works like this. Put some food, water, and shelter on an isolated location where escape and immigration are unlikely. Introduce just a handful of individuals, cook for 60 million years, and then decipher the results. And Madagascar, where lemurs evolved, is probably the most productive and exquisite natural evolutionary laboratory on the planet. And lemurs are the crown jewels of the evolutionary process there. Since arriving on this large island 62 million years ago, probably half drowned and clinging to a raft of vegetation blown off Africa by a storm, the small primates that became lemurs have been doing their own thing in an isolated paradise where competitors and predators were few and food was plentiful. From those soggy founders, the lemur family has split into more than 70 species, adapting and spreading into a remarkable variety of sizes, shapes, and personal habits. And they now occupy every ecological niche a primate would want to occupy.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.